2 days of grueling talks did not narrow the gaps between the West and Iran. The negotiators could only agree to hold lower-level talks in the coming weeks. Mark Fitzpatrick at London's International Institute for Strategic Studies calls the Moscow meetings a disappointment and has little hope for the follow-on talk.
It's, of course, possible that technical talks could narrow the differences, but what is really called for is a political decision.
Fitzpatrick predicts more international sanctions in an effort to convince Iranian leaders to abandon their high-level nuclear fuel enrichment program. He says an embargo on Iranian natural gas could be next. But Leo Drullis, the director of the Center for Global Energy Studies, disagrees.
There's not much scope for restricting that trade. It's not as important for them as oil. Financial restrictions internationally are probably the biggest stick that can be used. The financial restrictions would be quite onerous.
Iran says the enrichment is for peaceful purposes, but experts say it brings the country dangerously close to being able to produce a nuclear weapon. And if the next phase of talks fails, there could be another danger, an attack by Israel. Again, Mark Fitzpatrick.
It probably will escalate into a larger conflagration, and that could actually lead to a situation where the very existence of the Islamic Republic of Iran could be threatened.
But he says Israel will not likely attack as long as talks continue. At the same time, the European Union's oil embargo against Iran goes into full effect July 1st. Leo Drullis says the embargo has already cut Iran's oil revenues nearly in half without causing an increase in the global price of oil.
The world has more oil than it can handle at the moment. That's why the price of oil has come down quite heavily. And there is no embargo in the world which is completely oil tight, if you like, or watertight.
Drullis says Iran uses its own ships and financing to get around restrictions. So while the pain of economic sanctions is significant, it has not yet convinced Iranian leaders to make the policy changes the international community wants. Al Pessin, VOA News, London.